This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria on the air for the Thursday program, July 20th. I'm choking on the fact that we only have 2 days left in the month of July, and it'll be August. Woo-wee. Those of you who are Leos, it's your birthday month. Lions, lionesses, you know any Leos, Jennifer?
I do. I know a few. Sure.
Really? How are they?
They're like lions. Now, you know, I actually, the Leos that I know, they definitely like the spotlight, but they're not super fiery.
Really?
I know there are a lot of fiery Leos out there.
Yes, there are. There are. What about you, Victoria?
My boyfriend's a Leo.
Really? And you're
August 12th.
When's your birthday?
I am January 4th. I'm a Capricorn, but my rising sign is Leo. And he's a Leo, and his rising sign is Capricorn, and we both have a Cancer moon. Our charts are literally on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. I understand
You're on top of each other?
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here.
Yeah, for the good parts.
Apparently, everybody got the memo last night. Moments of adorable Donald Trump is a bum from almost everybody who showed up there. Lots of stuff. The thing, I'm looking at some of the fact-checking that went on, both Republicans and Democrats exaggerate. I'm finding it hard to believe. I know you'll all be shocked to hear that some of the things that were said last night, Tuesday night, Monday night, last week by the Republicans, weren't in fact true. Can you imagine? No.
Can I clear the record here, too?
On
Donald
what?
Trump did not say he would like Russia to hack us.
No.
That is not what he said.
No.
He said, hey, if they've got him, might as well release him. I'd love to see him, and I bet you would, too.
Yeah. That's all right. But that gets interpreted. A lot of things the president said last night were kind of off the charts. Tim Kaine said, you can go to HillaryClinton.com right now and find out exactly how she'll make the biggest investment in new jobs in generations. The fact is that it's the biggest in generations, only if you don't count Obama's $814 billion stimulus package, which they conveniently forgot about. They don't.
But you know, the facts get in the way. I mean, the point of these conventions is to rally people, right?
Yeah.
To get them to get excited and go vote. I mean, there's a little bit of that on both sides. But it's
so
about
here's the thing.
People.
This is thank you for bringing that up, Jennifer, because I believe one of the huge opportunities being lost on the convention last week and this week is getting people to register to vote. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding. If you don't have a key, you can't get in the door. If you're not registered to vote, you will not be able to vote. So why don't we get people, one of the most constructive things, it seems to me, that could come out of all this conversation this week and last week, is getting lots of people of all ages to vote. Register now.
I heard a plea for someone was pleading with people to register last night, but you know, I think that they forget because they're speaking to a room of delegates who you would imagine are already part of that process, but they forget about that home audience that's still wanting to figure out who to vote for that hasn't maybe registered.
Okay,
yet.
So Kara, do you know anybody in your circle of friends who's not registered to vote?
My roommate was actually registered independent and didn't realize before the primary, but I don't know anyone who is not registered at all.
All right. How about you, Victoria? Anybody?
Yeah, I live with him, and I don't believe
him. He's not registered to vote?
I do not believe him when he says he's registered, because sometimes he says he's registered as a Republican, sometimes he says he's an independent, and then sometimes he's a Democrat. So I don't really believe him. So we're going to make sure that he's actually registered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to get that done. Jen, how about you and your circle of friends?
I think I only know maybe two people who aren't registered to vote, and that is because they are trying to avoid the government.
Oh,
wow.
They want to pay taxes and stuff, you mean? That kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, they don't want to be tracked down.
Mm-hmm. Really? And there are people that, do I know these people?
Yeah, actually, both of them would be people I work with.
Really?
But if they're employed, aren't they? Allegedly. I mean, they're pretty traceable, right?
Yeah, I mean,
or they only make work like for cash,
not,
or
it's not like they're not citizens. No, they're citizens. It's just they might be hiding from other things, like jury duty,
child support,
you know, that kind of stuff, right? Child support.
See, I think jury duty is fun. It's one of the most, I don't know, exciting, but it was one of the most interesting things that I've done. I've been on four juries in my life, and the last one I was the foreman of the jury, and it was a fascinating experience for a day.
I feel like you would be really good at that.
I was good at it, actually.
Yeah, I could see that about you.
Yeah.
I heard that the waiting room for jury duty is very cold. Is this true? I've never had to do it before.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah, courtrooms are kind of cold. I can't ever imagine, though, Dougie. I mean, I get that we want to do it, and it seems, you know, romantic when it goes right, but there's a lot of sitting and waiting. Do you do all right with that?
That's a good question. Yeah.
This particular circumstance, I was an observer and watched how it was being done. You can't have a newspaper. You can't bring something in to read. You can't be distracted. When you're in there, you can't do anything to pay attention to what's going on. So fortunately, at least the memory that I have of the last experience, which was maybe 6 years ago, it was, I thought the whole thing was fascinating to me, watching the system work. So I was glued to what was going on because there were several different things going on in the courtroom at the same time. And it was just, I mean, I haven't been in a courtroom other than a week ago Friday when I was in a courtroom in Los Angeles. I've been in a courtroom for a long time. And that was a whole different story. It was just me and the people I'm suing and the judge. And there was nobody else in the room. It was really kind of, it was an interesting oxymoronic experience, if you will, to see the different levels. But this is, I think working on a jury is sort of like grassroots legal work. You understand the system. And in this circumstance, how bad the system, when I was the foreman of the jury, the prosecution and the police did a horrible job with evidence, and I mean, it became a joke. We spent all day in there trying to get this woman for doing stuff that they couldn't prove she did. And they couldn't prove it from the beginning. And yet it went all the way up to this point where they had charged her and they were determined to get her, but they had no evidence to prove that she was guilty, which led us all to believe rather quickly that she was innocent. And that was the finding. But it took all day to get through this. And you think about when I was talking to the judge in my case, being in this courtroom a week ago Friday, how, you know, we all hear these stories about the courts being jammed and the schedules are packed and you have to wait weeks to get a court time. And so I said, what's your day like? A wonderful judge. I love this guy. He was fabulous. And he said, well, I have one case usually in the morning and one case in the afternoon. I said, so how long do you have to prepare? He says, I usually get into my office at 7:30. First thing on the docket is 9 or 9:30. I have studied the briefs that are given to me in the case before I go out and listen to the arguments. And then I try to either render a decision or I try to get people to settle. And that's what he's a settlement judge for the most part. And then he has, they get done noontime, 12:30, 12:45. Next scheduled case is at 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And he goes back into his office and he reads the briefs for the next case. And that was when we went in to see him. It was about 1:45, and we were in his courtroom till after 5 o'clock. And he was very thorough with what he had. And he had made up his mind about some things when he came out to talk to us, and other things he hadn't until he questioned us as to what we really, what our beef was and what we wanted to do and how we could settle it. But it was a great look. And this, in the, I don't know, Jennifer, have you ever been to the L.A. County Courthouse on Hill Street?
Oh, yeah.
But it's a,
I served jury, not because I did anything wrong. Hello. I served a jury there. Ugh.
Didn't you find the size, the sheer size of it, the hallway when you go in and see all these courtrooms on story after story after that? I think it's four or five.
It's sort of dreary and
yeah,
dark,
it's very plain. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you were watching Judge Judy or something.
No, there's nothing fancy about it.
No. And some of the people you see in there, ooh, mm-hmm. or any time you go to court, no matter where you go, it's... All right, speaking of court,
yeah.
John Hinckley Jr., according to the federal judge, is okay to go home. How many people? Remember Hinckley shot Reagan? And,
James
Brady.
Yeah, he just got rewarded because he missed. I mean, his intention was to kill a president. Just
And so, didn't he kill somebody in the meantime or in the process, right? Didn't someone else die, a Secret Service guy or something?
Well, Brady was the one most seriously hurt. He was paralyzed and
he died a couple of years ago.
But he was found insane. So that's why he didn't go to jail or anything. And a lot of people got upset. I'm thinking, if I'm him or his family, I'm thinking you better leave him inside because somebody's going to take a pot shot at this
guy. You know, someone actually called in and brought up a really interesting point that the person who would probably be most concerned about this is Jodie Foster.
That's exactly what I said yesterday. Yes, that's the first thing I thought about. The first thing that crossed my mind is what do the Reagan kids think? And then what? Jodie Foster must be freaked because he was in love with Jodie Foster, who was a child star at the time.
Well, yeah, I was reading his last letter that he, because I think.
So he was stalking Jodie Foster and he shot Reagan.
Yeah, he was after her first. Yeah, his last love letter was to her and said, I want you to know that I'm doing this for you. I'm an hour away from going to shoot him, and I hope that me doing this big dramatic thing is going to change your mind and that you'll finally love me.
And that's why they found he was nuts, and they put him in a shrink factory for all these years.
Wow. But yeah, that was exactly the thought I had. Yeah. Does she freak out a little bit knowing this loon is out? I don't know.
Interesting. 18 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get to Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I used to be so wild, I was the life of the party. Wow. Now I'm all grown up, so instead they call me mommy. Late night jam and breakfast with Shay, Wow, Sammy, and Ronnie. All these dudes were hopeless, but then I met Gianni.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, you'll be happy to know that Snooki has released her first single called Young, spelled Y-U-N-G, Mommy. I'm not sure what they're up. Does anybody not know who Snooki is, by the way? Am I assuming too much by using that name?
Yeah, most people know Snooki.
Snooki was a television phenom who, much like the Kardashians, has no talent, not much, at least the Kardashians are smart. Snooki wasn't very, but then the other side of that is, maybe that's not fair, because even if she doesn't seem to be too smart, she's smart enough to have made money and still be in the public eye, right?
We're going
to
give her a hashtag. Hashtag no shame, because it's terrible.
This is awful. All right, let's get to something musically.
And then I met Gianni.
Florida Georgia Line. Good summer for them, Jen Jen.
Yeah.
Their new single is called Holy, H-O-L-Y. It's number one on the country charts. Has been for a while. Climbed into the top 15 on the Hot 100, the regular, not the country lists, but the pop music lists. So this is what has been described as their most successful crossover single yet. So give us a little FGL history, would you please?
Sure. They started out just a few years ago, relatively new, but they blew up the minute their first album hit the radio.
Why?
They have this really unique sound. Well, listen to them. They have a really, the lead singer has got a great sounding voice, in my opinion. Yeah. And they went on a big tour. They've done baseball stadiums already. They actually toured with Nelly a couple of summers ago. So
that's how I think they got on the map, right? Because that first single was with Nelly, which kind of really surprised everybody.
No, well, actually, the remake of the first thing, the first single came out, it was a monster hit, and then Nelly got involved with it and did a rap version of it with them. And then they did the tour together, which was cool.
So now they are releasing their own brand of whiskey. called Old Camp. Apparently, they like to drink. Tyler and Brian, the two singers in Florida Georgia Line, and they have a new peach pecan flavored drink as well. So they're selling whiskey and pecan. Yeah, peach pecan. I don't know. Is that peach drink with pecan flavoring?
It sounds right up your alley.
Yeah, it actually does. It sounds like very sweet, though. And you think it'd be
whiskey, so it's probably like.
Is this a peach pecan flavored whiskey?
Yeah.
Or is this a whiskey and a, there's two different
there's
drinks?
There's all kinds of flavored whiskeys now. Honey and
are there
cinnamon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe I'll start drinking whiskey.
Should.
I stay away from the brown liquor. I just can't handle it.
I can't handle any, so it's a good thing I don't like to drink. Nostalgia for the 90s now here on Good Day. This is a very interesting story. Next week, Pepsi is throwing its hat into the ring with a Summer of 92 event at New York City, headlined by Biz Markie, Salt and Pepper, Lisa Loeb, and En Vogue, Jen.
Oh, I would love every bit of this.
They're going to relaunch the beloved Crystal Pepsi brand, which will be available in stores for the first time in 23 years. This was a clear cola that they put on the market in 1992, promoted in a Super Bowl ad with Van Halen that didn't work at all. It was awful. And they took it away, so now they're bringing it back again? Is that what I get out of this? What's the
They're bringing it back for a 90s nostalgia thing. So it'll probably be around just for the summer, and then it'll go away again. Although maybe now people will try it. I don't ever remember tasting Crystal Pepsi.
I don't. You know, I don't think I did either. I
remember 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you may be harming your pet and don't even know it. Take a look at his toenails. Are they too long? Do you hear their clicking sound when your pet walks across a tile or wood floor? If the answer is yes, then you're putting your pet at risk. Unclipped nails can cause lameness, aggravate arthritis, and hip dysplasia because your pet's weight is not properly distributed on his paws. And you can't depend on that once-a-year trip to the vet to do the job. And if you can't afford to go to the groomer every couple of weeks or the vet, perhaps you should do it yourself. Buy a clipper designed for your type of pet. There are clippers designed specifically for cats and some for dogs. Adjust your pet to having his feet touched. Don't use the clipper. Just start massaging his feet and touching his feet and give him a treat afterwards. Then what I suggest you do is show him the nail clipper every day, but in a positive experience around his food dish just before you give him a treat so there's a positive association with it. And then look at his nails. If they're dark in color, just clip the tip, wait a couple of weeks and clip a little bit more. If they're lighter in color, you can see where that vein is and clip to that point. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you hear that? That racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally.
Phenomenal. This radio program is. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. I'm happy to see that Sarah Silverman with People in the News, our focus here, clarified her ridiculous comment the other night. I know a lot of people were really upset at Sarah Silverman because of her denunciation of the Bernie Sanders supporters. Has Bernie just kind of disappeared all of a sudden? Gonzo, right?
No, he sold out.
Well, he did sell out, but
he really did, actually. And I think a lot of his supporters, they tried to walk off the floor of the convention after he announced Hillary as the nominee.
Yeah.
And they got trapped because there's a lot of security checkpoints all over. So once they left the floor, they were sort of trapped in, like, the media press tent area. So eventually they had to just go back to the convention. It was sort of anticlimactic.
Right. So, to give Bernie Sanders his due, the reason he's gotten traction, this is the kind of thing between his traction, Donald Trump's traction, this report on levee safety around the country. Those of you who remember Katrina, everybody raise your hands if you remember Katrina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, goes back 11 years ago
Can't
when the hurricane blew through New Orleans and destroyed the city. 1,300 people died in that storm, and most of them drowned because the levees failed. So what did the government do under the guise of the federal emergency management people and Army Corps of Engineers? They built the exact same thing at a cost of $13 billion. They built the exact same levee that would do the exact same thing would another storm like Katrina blow through there.
Well,
so they didn't
smart.
Do one damn thing. And so there are other levees all around the country that since this Katrina thing cost so much money, Government Accounting Office looked at not only the levee that the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt down there. I remember talking about this the year after when they started to do it. I said, what are you, nuts? You're going to build the same thing that didn't work before? And nobody paid any attention. So $13 billion later, they got the same thing. So now the feds start, well, they don't, but the Government Accountability Office, which is an arm of examining things, they have looked at the same levees, the same sort of levees all around the country, 100,000 miles of them around the country, and found most of them are useless. Wouldn't do a thing were there to be a storm the size of Katrina. And here we are falling asleep. I remember actually when I was a kid, and I could go down to the, if you had, Google Maps, and you look down to the park where I have a lot of corn and other things that are growing down the street from my farm. There was, after a flood in 1954, the government came in. There was a new development in this part of Framingham, and the homes got washed away. Flooded out, gonzo. And it was the plain, little bit of a slope, and the water just stuck in this little valley here and destroyed a lot of the homes. So what did they do after that? The federal government came in and built a wall, basically, a levee, a dam. But what they did was build it backwards. Yeah. So that if there were another big storm, all the water would be held outside so that all of the homes would be destroyed. But on the other side, it would be all dry. The woods this is the kind of stuff
we have to look into the bidding process on projects.
Why aren't they part of the presidential election campaign? Why aren't these questions being asked of the candidates?
Because levees aren't sexy, and no one cares until one is broken.
Yeah.
It's just like a bridge or a tunnel, and no one cares about it until it's a problem.
Yeah, you don't care about having spent all that money tax-wise.
But it's just such an inside job. I mean, you want to talk about corruption and, you know, DNC hacks and scandals and all these types of things. If you looked into the bidding process for government jobs, there are only a list. There's a small list of approved government-style contractors. And so many of them are tied in. A perfect example in California where I live is this bullet train that is costing bazillions of dollars. That's a new term, but that's how much money it's costing.
Uh-huh.
And it's going nowhere. If you look up who's actually the foreman of the project, it's Nancy Pelosi's husband. I mean, give me a break. This is, it's just not okay.
Nope.
Do it isn't, crazy jobs that have to be done again so that they can make twice the money.
But meanwhile, and I don't say that this is wrong, but look at all the attention being given. Look at the money that's being donated to charity, supposedly, for the first person who can find a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns. I don't really care what his tax return looks like. I don't care what Hillary's tax return looks like. I don't think that tells you anything about how they would govern. People say, are you kidding? That tells you who they're tied to. Nah. Look at the donors that are giving money. Those are the people, and that's the circumstance that I want to see. I want to know more about who's giving money to Hillary. I don't care about the Clinton. Well, I guess the Clinton Foundation is an arbiter of that to a certain extent. But as far as Trump is concerned, how many mobsters he's done business with buying concrete when you're building buildings in New York?
You can't get around that.
Well, of course you can. So
they're the ones with the concrete.
They're the ones with the concrete. Yeah, right. That's it.
I don't fault them for that one.
Anyway, we got a lot of that stuff seemingly going on. It's kind of silly. All right, other people in the news. Lindsay Lohan and her fiancé got into some trouble. Rather a dramatic situation in London. She took to social media alleging that her boyfriend or what?
Fiance.
What's his name? Tarabazov?
Yeah.
Igor Tarabazov. Yeah, that's a good combination. She said on her social media sites that he cheated on her. And now she is pregnant? Worried about...
She said.
Anger
we don't know.
Issues. So what's she doing with this guy? I mean, what is this? Is this more Lindsay Lohan? I want attention. Please give me some attention.
Allegedly, he was choking her, and she was screaming so loudly that the neighbors called the police. And I don't know. I mean, it seemed like she was finally happy and, like, calmed down a little bit. And now, who knows?
I think she's drinking again, and she's gone off the rails again. But the problem is now she has absolutely no way to make any money because no one will hire her.
Hmm.
So she has to be with some billionaire boyfriend or whatever because she can't survive
on her
own.
She can't be insured, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Let's see. One more here. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay quarterback. Oh, this belongs to the television news or just gossip. Somebody asked him if he was watching his brother, Jordan, on The Bachelorette. JoJo Fletcher is the person... Is the object of everybody's affection who's watching this?
I'm watching it, unfortunately.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yeah.
Let's hear the story, Kara. Come on.
Okay, so now they're down to the top two.
Uh-huh.
And Jordan is one of the people who's left. And
the grumbling. It's just
so basically, the two people who are left are both ex-athletes. He used to be his job on the show, because they when they mention the name, they always put their career. And
yeah,
his
like chicken picker or
something. Yeah, his is ex-NFL quarterback, because right. That's a career you can have. Anyways, his whole thing in the last episode, he revealed when she came to meet his family that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be there because he doesn't talk to his family anymore. Which I guess is kind of sad.
So Aaron Rodgers, is he dating Olivia Munn?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I can't really blame him for not commenting on it, because Aaron Rodgers actually has a career and is doing something with his life, while his brother is just on The Bachelorette.
So are they really not talking?
I don't know. He wasn't at the hometown dates, but who knows if this is actually real life or if it's just something for the show. I don't know.
This is a bizarre story that has blown up all the sports blogs, too.
Really?
Like, this is on ESPN.com. Like, this is the weirdest story that has taken on its own legs. And for whatever reason, I guess Aaron Rodgers has just said his relationship with his brother is complicated. So that's all he'll say. He doesn't
say
anything
negative.
Well,
yeah, I thought he handled it pretty civilly because he said, look, this is inappropriate for me to talk about. Like, my job is, you know, as a quarterback, I don't need to talk about my personal life with the media, which I think is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of complicated, up next, Bill O'Reilly has a complicated relationship with slaves who built the White House. That story coming up here.
They're fine.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The same. Safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Well, well, boys and girls, it's 47 past the hour. And strangely enough, Bill O'Reilly has created yet another controversy. Apparently he said, I did not see this, I didn't even see the video because I just said, okay, that's O'Reilly. There were a lot of people that got upset about his statement on his program the other night. That the slaves that built the White House were well-fed, had decent lodgings provided by the government. So some of the comments that came as a result of that, Bill O'Reilly wants to know that slaves who built, wants you to know, slaves who built the White House were well-fed. Thanks for sharing that, Bill. That's Stephen King wrote that.
Back to you. Let's in the see. Studio.
Brian yeah, gonna, Cranston.
Here's Brian. The thing. It's a pretty outrageous statement to make, and... Yeah. And it sounds horrible because even if they're well fed, they're like still slaves, you know, which is the bummer there.
Right.
But I think that Bill O'Reilly has done, I mean, he's studied a lot of history to write his books, the killing Kennedy, the, you know, so he's a historian.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't necessarily laugh at what he's saying because maybe it was the cushiest of the jobs. Maybe that's what he was getting at. I don't know. I hate to defend him because it sounds pretty outrageous.
Well, he said, he tweeted last night that his words had been distorted by far less. Left loons, which pretty much is how he manages to corral anybody who says something that he doesn't like or approve of. And he, I don't know if gets away with is the right wording. He's Bill O'Reilly is the perfect example of someone who's smart enough to use his show-busy talent to be absurd. He's an absurd character who's created the no-spin zone, which is completely spin. Everything he does is complete spin. And, you know, it's like people who say, I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, okay, so it's the truth according to you. Doesn't mean it's the fact. It's the truth according to you. All right, Jen.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
The truth. Truth.
Nothing
the truth,
but the truth
Life series on the Orlando Massacre. MTV is going to do a series on the Orlando Massacre. How's that going to be good for anybody?
You know, hey, the more we get the right information out there, it's good. I hope that it is the proper, correct information because there's a lot of misreporting about Orlando at this moment. But if you want to watch TV tonight, because I know you do,
yes,
Thursday, right? You're not headed out and celebrating the weekend early. You're the big night of the DNC. Hillary Clinton will take the stage. She'll accept the party's nomination. She'll
really? Become, you think she's going to? Come on.
I think she will. She'll become the first female president of a major
party. She might
party.
Say no. After all,
well,
Donald Trump
you know,
said,
she might.
Trump,
she might turn it down.
Donald Trump said a couple of weeks ago when somebody asked him, are you going to really become president if you get elected? He says, I'll let you know.
I'll let you know. I think he said that a little tongue-in-cheek. Right after, however, if you need a laugh after this is all over, Comedy Central's Daily Show, you've got CBS's Late Show, and HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher are all scheduled to air live. So their start times will vary. Hollywood Game Night, if you need a switch, is Ladies Night. That's NBC at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a cool show. It's 10 before the hour.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back with another focus on money, interest, how you make money, where to go to make money, that sort of thing. Jordan Goodman, who has been all around the country for many, many years as America's Money Answers Man, has come up with an explanation of a program that looks at, Jordan, when you look at interest rates that are falling everywhere, and all the bonds that don't go any place, people want to be safe, and they don't know where to go. What's right. different this week in that world?
Well, it's amazing, Doug, that there's literally $12 trillion worth of bonds around the world that are currently trading at negative interest rates. It's like an Alice in Wonderland world out there. Literally, if you bought a bond from Germany or Switzerland or Japan, you get minus 1, 2, 3%, something like that.
So they take money from you?
Exactly. You give them a dollar, and when the bond matures, you get back 98 cents. You don't earn anything. You lose. People feel it's a safer place than losing even more, basically. It's a crazy world. $12 trillion and more and more. The European Central Bank's current rate is currently minus 0.4%. So that's the world we're in. Now, the United States hasn't gone there quite yet, but our rates are very low and are going to stay low for a long time. I mean, everything, you look at it all the time. You see what you're getting at the bank. Zero, basically, from CDs, money
what
market
predicates
funds, savings
that? Well, just to spend a moment from your experience, why are the rates, in the simplest terms, as low as they are?
The Federal Reserve has kept rates at zero pretty much since 2008 when the financial crisis happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to stimulate borrowing and stimulate the economy by having low rates. If rates went up in their view, it would mean people would borrow less and spend less. So they're trying to stimulate the economy, and they have. They've created over $4 trillion in money to stimulate the economy. Most of it's gone to the stock market, frankly, and the real estate market to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But low rates stimulate the economy. But for savers, they're sitting there earning nothing, saying, what can I do?
Well, you have an explanation of an alternative which people are using, these commercial real estate income funds. How
Correct.
Does this work, and why is it better than going to the stock market or to other places where people might go to feel good, feel secure about the investment?
So it's a way of getting an 8% yield. Minimum hold time is 18 months. You get monthly checks, or you can reinvest it back in the fund if you like. There's a website people can find out more, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2102. And what they're doing, Doug, is they're taking the money from investors, lending it to commercial real estate companies that are using it either for renovation of existing properties, mm-hmm. building new ones, and it's adding value to it one way or the other. And as a result, you get a nice yield. And actually, after 18 months, you get what's called a profit sharing as well, which might be another 2-3%, something like that. So when a building is sold at a profit, the developer gives a piece of that profit to the investors in return for a slightly lower interest rate. So 8% is absolutely sure. Highly likely the people behind this who've been doing this for like 35 years have got a track record of producing roughly an 11% return. So you'll be getting a total of 10, 11, something like that. Your principal cannot fluctuate up or down. And basically there's no commissions to get in and out of it of any kind, unlike a mutual fund. So it's a way of having 100% of your money earned 8%.
All right, let's just take a simple example. Say
sure.
I got $1,000 and I want to put it into this, or 10,000 or whatever the number, 100,000. So you put the money in. If you put $10,000 in, you're going to get $800 over course.
Annually. It's an annual rate of 8%. So you get $800 a year paid monthly. That's correct.
Okay, so you're going to get about $70 a month.
Correct. And you could take that 70, you can spend it if you like. If you don't want to, you can reinvest it back in the fund, and then it has a bit of a compounding effect that mm-hmm. way as well. So you have to keep it in there for 18 months. After that, if you want your money back, no problem at all. Or you can keep it in there for as long as 10 years. The fund goes for 10 years, and it's going to keep extended. A lot of people, and you can do this, by the way, in IRAs, because a lot of people have money sitting around in IRAs, in CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, earning Zippo, and there's a way of getting 8% in your IRA as well. And there, of course, if it's a Roth IRA, it's growing tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
If a traditional IRA, it would be growing tax-deferred. You only pay tax when you take the money out.
Right.
So either inside an IRA or outside an IRA, if you don't want to be... I mean, the stock market's been doing really well lately, but it could go the other way very quickly, as people have noticed.
Yeah. So. Well, you look at some of the stuff that the gold market and things like that, people use that as an arbiter. Whatever it is, this is something that Jordan thinks you should consider, and here's how you do it. You dial up 888-444-2102, or you go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. That's the word on the street. That's the word on the radio. That's the word from Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.